Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Welcome everybody to Five GMs Presents, the students of Strixhaven. We hope you've had so much fun up to this point. We are scurrying our way through the dust-filled, choking catacombs. It's damp, it's dark, it's hard to breathe, it's stuffy. There are leftover books and chairs from a world left behind. The campus, what it once was, is no longer that and has gone beyond what it was in the past. Our students of today have trespassed into the memories of the old school in the attempt of escaping enemies of today, and hopefully they can make their way out. Starting on my left is...
That was a real cinematic-ass intro. God damn. Hi, I'm Kim. I've been playing Astra. And yeah, let's hope we don't run into any ghosts, so, you know.
Audience, we're going through the floor. I'm Tanner. I'm playing Luxford. Literally, you know, going through the floor. Get it? Ubisoft?
Oh my god.
You guys can't. I just realized the audience can't see me do the, like, I like winked kind of. I was like, ah, you get it?
Pastakuro.
Yeah.
No. Hold on. Let me. I can recover the bit. Hold on.
Pastakuro.
No, wait.
I'm watching.
It's
Kuro's
turn.
Oh. Hi, I'm Kuro. You can find me on twitch.tv/KuroTsuki. Playing Commander Games. I'm playing Kuroi, who is a Wilder Genasi Strixhaven Silver Quill student who likes to fight for justice by telling evildoers to shit themselves.
Powerful.
Powerful place.
Hey, I'm Jesse, and I play Ember, and, you know, she's just trying to make some side cash, and this is not going well for her. But, you know, she'll turn into a bear if she has to. That usually works itself out.
Yeah. Can't make side cash if the school's destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no more customers.
Mm-hmm. Hello, I am Tanlin. I have been playing Lex. Not to be confused with Lux. Lex is so much cooler. they might kiss? Question mark. Who?
Wait, what?
No, not Lex. Not Lex and Lux.
Okay, I was
other
like,
people.
Sorry, I was
the
like,
other
what?
Two that have been building romantic tension this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time.
It's fine.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The entire time. You just need to pick it up. Anyways.
Back to me. You guys have, like I said, escaped. You're in the choking catacombs. It is dark and damp and scary, and everyone's nervous. There's that sense of dread and panic that comes along with any natural disaster. This is a situation... not unlike a natural disaster, even though it has been brought about by people. Mage hunters are something natural to Arcavius. They hunt down those that utilize the magic on the plane, and they have been allowed to run awry on your magical campus. You guys maybe even hear them above you in different areas. There are different parts of the Bog and the Witherbloom campus that maybe are closer to the catacombs than you realize while walking on, right? Underneath, you hear them just shy of you, right? Just shy. You maybe hear things behind you. You're not quite sure what they are, but you march on because what else is there to do?
Cry?
That obviously. And you guys march and march, and it takes quite an amount of time, but you take solace in the fact that you guys sent out a notice, a beam of hope and light to the rest of the campus to rally themselves for a fight, because obviously something is going on. You guys have a possible inkling of something going on over at the Lorehold portion of the campus. What do you do?
Well, there's got to be a way over there from under here.
Lex becomes real southern.
Under stress.
No, what? Yeah.
Do we feel we got the full message out? Did we say everything
yes.
We needed to?
Okay. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Lux.
Hey, what's up?
You're Mr. History Guy. Do you know anything about the catacombs? Do they connect somehow?
Well, Adam. My understanding, just to confirm, Adam, is that, like, basically the whole campus was this, right, beforehand?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so all of, so Strixhaven now, you technically could traverse or walk, but typically you're going to teleport. Strixhaven then was only traversing and walking. It was all stone and what it's built over now. And so you can walk to any other portion of Strixhaven through the catacombs.
Okay. If we just walk, and then I think for a minute, that way, and I point towards where Lorehold is, a while, we'll get to Lorehold eventually. It might take a little while, though.
How long is a little while?
Adam, like I said last episode, I think Lux likes checking this catacombs out. Can I guesstimate how long it would take?
How long does it take you to cross all of UCLA?
Yeesh, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes, 15 minutes?
Something like that. Like walking briskly the entirety of like a large campus. Maybe your UCLA, your USC's. I look it up. I want to say it's like 30 minutes, like crossing the entirety of the campus.
I'm seeing a lot of like 20 to 15 to 25 minutes.
That makes sense. Yeah, so 15 to 25 minutes, you're briskly walking. You're trying to get to the place you're going. So now each of the college's areas are that size. So you need to cross.
So we have like an
hour. I would say you have half of Witherbloom, all of the Biblioplex area, which is a little bit larger, which is about 30 minutes. So you have 15, 30, and then you're into Lorehold in about 10. You have about 45 minutes. All
right. About a 45-minute walk just that way.
I took a spell called Teleportation Circle.
Oh.
Does that just teleport us over there?
Hold on. Let me just read it real quick. I think it takes me like 10 minutes to do it.
That's so fast.
Yeah, it is.
I draw a 10-foot diameter circle on the ground, inscribed with sigils, blah, blah, blah. A shimmering portal opens within the circle you drew and remains open until the end of my next turn. Any creature that enters the portal instantly appears within 5 feet of a destination circle or the nearest unoccupied. No, I don't think it'll work.
Destination
I think I would have to...
circle? You mean like... Well, because...
They would have teleportation.
I was going to say, yeah. I think they would have that's portals, so technically...
That's how the portals would have to work.
Right.
We could hijack one real fast.
Hijack one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It also says you can learn additional sigil sequences during your adventures. You can commit a new sigil sequence to memory after studying it for 1 minute. So... I think what goes on here, right, is that you didn't know how to teleport earlier today. Like, you were like, fuck, like, it's something I've been working on, I've been thinking on. And then I think just through the chaos of your own magic, these two little, like, sparks of magic, like, collide in your brain. And suddenly you're like, I've seen them teleport. I've watched them teleport for 3 years now. I've watched everyone teleport around this place. I can do that. Like, yeah. I know how to do that. And suddenly your brain... because you're a sorcerer and you're inherently magical, you're able to like replicate that spell perfectly. And because you've seen those sigils for years, you can hijack onto one of the other, one of the teleportation ports.
Dude,
guys, not to worry. Yeah. I got this.
Yeah, sorcerers, the rich kids of casters.
And then I pull out my painter supplies and get to fucking... drawing on the ground.
Yeah. the rest of the kids are like, we're gonna go on to like to under the Biblioplex and see if more people have gathered there and see if we can start helping with mounting the attacks. Thank you guys.
Yeah, gives a thumbs up.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
We're heroes. We're the Avengers.
The Strixhaven salute. I hit him with the same symbol that I got the other guy with, like, got him.
So you begin preparing your spell, like you said, get your painting out.
And that is my level 5 spell slot.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and you...
It's okay.
Get it active, and you step into it. And how do you guys step into it? Do you do it together? Where are you teleporting exactly? To Lorehold?
Okay. I was thinking just the main teleportation hub over there. I'm jumping in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I also do. I also just jump in.
You all are quickly warped.
I casted a spell.
Yes. No, roll the D100s. Roll the
D10. Oh, I don't get it. Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
It's dope as fuck.
Yeah.
You're wild magicking.
Oh. A random creature within 60 feet of me becomes poisoned for 1d4 hours.
Yeah. So, as you're like, you're casting it, everyone's beginning to get ready to like jump in, and you're like, and one of them's like coming up behind you, and you're like, and it, and like just gets poisoned. It's like rolling around.
Okay.
It's
pooping itself. You're it out.
Run!
Yeah. You guys are warped to the area, to the lower hold, the Woo! Front of the lower hold campus portion. And you land, and dust almost immediately fills your nose, which you would know, Lux, means that there is excavation going on currently. It's dry and arid, and it reeks of parchment, and like old parchment, right? Like crumbling parchment and stone and clay. And you all kind of step forward, and you're looking at a stone building surrounded by mage hunters.
Uh-oh.
And you guys see a spire of light going up from one area behind, like past the dorms. You see like the big building where the dorms are, and then behind that is just like mountain ranges. So in the back end by the mountain ranges, you would know that that is just one of the excavation sites. Lux.
Well, that's not normal.
I hope not.
What's like the best path, Adam? Can we spot like a decent path?
Yes. So you could either go through the dorm. You're not sure if they've invaded the dorm yet. And like they're in drone form, just kind of filtering around, just boop, boop, boop. You can go straight through into the dorm, then out. That would probably be like the easiest path. And there's the long way, which you would probably want to stealth through.
I don't.
Or you can break a hole right here and go through the catacombs.
I shouldn't. We shouldn't. Karoi, could you maybe send your familiar into the dorms to see if they've gotten inside?
Yeah. It's it's just a Strixhaven familiar, so I mean some of us might also have it, but it yeah, I mean like I said, it'll be another inkling in the air.
Yeah, it goes quickly into like, you know, the couple of like maybe mile to there, and like, and is like rooting around. I think Karoi, you look through its eyes, and yeah, you see that instead of mage hunters, there are a handful of students still in Lorehold, but they are all frozen like in stone.
Oh,
a Medusa here.
There's a fucking Gorgon in the bitch.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah,
If you're looking through your familiar's eyes and you look at Medusa, right? Like, how does that work? Yeah.
Who's to say, you know?
I'm pretty sure it would just freeze the familiar, but, you know.
Fingers crossed.
You'd hope, you know?
Yeah, you'd hope.
That guy can get resummoned. Yeah, I mean, he's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you telling us this, Karoi? Are you updating us?
Yes. I will describe everything that I'm seeing.
Okay.
So it looks like there's a bunch of Lord Hole students in here. Looks like they were kind of like on their way out, ready to leave for the spring break, but certainly they were just caught midway by some sort of freezing petrification spell.
Could I, roll a d20 and try and figure out what type of spell this could be?
Sure.
25? Really Sorry, good. 27.
Really good. You pick up almost immediately that it is a mixture of spells, a mixture of like stone skin, hold person, and things like that. And it is coming from that spire of light you see. But the spire of light, which you could guess is the concentration, not the spell. The spell has already been cast.
Huh.
You got a 23, you said?
27.
27. So I'll tell you exactly what you posit. You're like, put it together, beautiful mind style. The mage hunters. Okay.
Sorry, I haven't seen that movie.
The spire, the spell went off first. Mm-hmm. Everyone here got frozen. The mage hunters came in that sequence of orders. Yeah. So that is the way things have gone.
I repeat that out loud as a theory.
Yeah.
Okay. That might mean it's safe to go through that way if they don't think anybody's left to go in there.
That's
and
true.
Who? I don't know. I doubt they think anybody's going to come look for this place.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people could come up with the, could figure this sort of, you know, could figure out what's happening right like here. So, you know, once in a generation of students sort of thing. Anyways, let's go.
Sure, Lux.
I go off to the dorm. I go off to the dorm.
Yeah, so you guys kind of mad blitz there really quickly. I need everyone to make one wisdom saving throw.
Wait, what? Do we have the advantage?
That was for a minute.
That was for a minute.
Can I throw the thingies, remember the pebbles, kind of do that trick, you know?
Oh, sure, I'll give you advantage with the pebble trick.
Thank you.
Oh, not 20.
Nice.
12.
Oh.
16.
Karoi, what'd you get?
12.
Okay.
So I'm going to use Flash of Genius.
Okay.
On who'd have failed?
Kuroi and Astra.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to use Flash of Genius on both of them.
Oh.
I'm sick. That you guys both get a plus +5.
Okay, they succeed. Okay. So okay, I think you guys are like running, and your Flash of Genius, I think, shows itself in your little pebbles that you send out to make noise, suddenly bursting into like an explosion of magic.
Awesome.
And yeah, so you guys into the door, close it behind you, and there are just a bunch of frozen in stone students and nothing else in here.
Are they like physically like stoned or just like petrified?
Yes, they are stone. Like they have been turned into stone.
Gotcha.
So are they dead? Like
you might assume if this spell can be undone, they might live.
Okay.
But if they get knocked over and shattered, they die.
Really fast, before we continue,
uh-huh.
I think I'm going to stop everybody. Okay, hey guys, before we go, this weird thing popped up in my book, and it's a new page. And it's telling me that if you write your name in it, it'll help you live? ? So I picked up a new Eldritch Invocation, Gift of the Protectors. Basically, a creature can use its action to write its name on that page, which can be exactly 4. When any creature whose name is on the page is reduced to 0 hit points but not killed outright, the creature magically drops to 1 hit point instead.
Oh.
Once this magic is triggered, no creature can benefit until you finish a long rest. So, if you would like to put your name in the book in case you drop to 0 and not die, you may.
You said maximum of 4, though, right?
Yeah.
I won't take it. I have the AC for it, you know.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay. So then, before we go, we'll just do that real fast, and then all of our names will be in the book.
Cool. You sure this isn't the Death Note, right?
We're about to find out in, like, a minute.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So, you guys are here. You go through the building, and you get out back. I think you're able to... There are floating stones. You would know there are floating stones that make it easier to you, for you to get to the mountains, to different things. So you would like climb to the top of the Lorehold dorms, and then you pretty much take floating, like jump from floating stone to floating. It's pretty much like stone bridges. Mm-hmm. They take you up to the mountains. So that way, you're able to avoid all of the mage hunters. You kind of go that way. You look down. You see the mage hunters just around on the floor. And you guys begin approaching the spire. Is there anything else we want to do in preparation for this moment?
I'm going to turn into a bear.
Okay. That's
fantastic. I'm going to cast Enlarge Reduce on you and make you big.
Big-ass bear.
Big-ass bear.
It adds stuff to him, right? It adds a D4 to your attacks.
Oh, actually, before, can I... I'm just going to conjure my animal.
What animal?
Get extra stuff for him. So I get a giant elk.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, dude, sick.
Woo!
No way.
Wow.
Is that the noise that elk make?
It's close. Sure. It's not good. It's not a good elk noise.
And I'm also going to cast Mage Armor.
So is that all for preparations?
Yes.
I don't have any preparations.
It's okay. It'll be okay. Everything's going to be all right.
Do you want haste?
Oh, wait.
I like a bear. This spell. You want bear haste?
I'm going to cast Armor of Agathys on myself.
Ooh, that's good. All right. So you guys hear the whipping of the spire of light as it pulsates upwards and through what was once the shield. You guys feel this cold whipping wind pushing out from the area. It's almost like a snowstorm is being brought upon you. It almost immediately like chaps your lips and burns your eyes. Sand whips and stings against your skin. And you hear the chitter of mage slayers knowing and sensing that magic is around. And you hear the boom, 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 the pulsate of their little purple gems and spikes on them. And you hear the chanting of spells and then the like every chant of every spell. And so I will go ahead and have you guys roll initiative. Above 20. All right. 20 to 15. All right. 15 to 10.
11.
All right. So that is Astra. Okay.
Guys.
10 to 5. 5 to 1.
3.
Guys.
We all got 3?
I got 4.
Kuroi, what did you get?
17.
Oh, 17. Oh, thank goodness. God. Okay. First up is, unfortunately, my main bad guy, who you guys all rolled under. But luckily, everyone else goes after that. So you guys kind of come into this clearing. So you guys see 4 mage slayers in total, 2 on each side. And you see this individual who you can see had a bone white mask, but is kind of discarded to the side, and is wearing this, like, almost, like, kind of robe, but more like long jacket with like dark black fur around the neck. Mm-hmm. And the mask was like this bone, like it's like a carved bone mask, but in like the visage of like a lion, but it's discarded to the side. You see that they have a small like band on their forehead that has like a purple like crystal like pulsating out, controlling the mage slayers. You then also see that on their around their neck they have the topaz like teardrop necklace, and off to the side, unconscious and like you see partially impaled by mage slayers like from a previous fight, is Dean Ambrose.
No.
And Lux and I think Lex give me history rolls with advantage. Lex because you're popular-ish and know people, and Lux because you're lore hold.
28.
Awesome. 30, 20.
Okay, for both of you, you guys recognize this individual as a lore hold mage from when you were first years. He was a fourth year. He was a senior. He did a lot of different studies here in Lorehold. He led a lot of his own personal excavations. He was very talented. He came from a like less savory background, but that's what drove him to be so interested, because there were so many cities and towns in Arcavius that are inherently magical, but that don't know their magical history. And he was driven by that. You know that his thesis fell flat amongst a lot of Lorehold professors. You're not sure why. You were first years. But you know his name is Salem Soul. He is a Lorehold mage, and he appears to currently be siphoning old magics into this necklace that allows him to eat things and then amplify his own cantrips. And he will go first. So he raises his hand, and you guys know that Salem Soul was is a wizard. But as he raises his hand, you see 3 bolts of Eldritch Blast kind of raise, and he's like, I didn't know that there were still such powerful students here, but it's fine. And he's going to let 3 loose at, who here? At the bear.
There's a cute little bear.
There's a bear, yeah.
A I was giant like, bear.
There's a whole bear.
So there's a giant bear. I forgot about that.
So 2 of them are going at the bear.
Oh.
And then one of them's going to go at you, because you're concentrating on a spell, and he can recognize that because he's a caster. And so these bolts fly out. So 2 are bear, an 18 and a 27 to hit.
Yep.
Okay. And then to Lex, so a 16 to hit.
I'm going to use spend magic, spend 2 points to minus a d4 to it to make it equal to my mage armor.
It's minus 3, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it, and I think you like, and it around you and like weaves off to the corner. Yeah. And so his 2 blasts slam into the bear.
Oh.
And so it's going to be 11 force damage. And then you guys all see what appears to, which you like would almost, it almost looks like burning hands slapped on top of it, as like these hands kind of and ignite on your fur, and you take an extra 16 of damage. Fire damage specifically.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, Salem takes his attacks, slams some damage into the bear. You bend the bolt around you, and then that will be Kuroi. What does she do?
There's a lot of stuff going on here. You know what? Actually, I think I'll use. I have this cool new AoE move called Tidal Wave.
Okay.
And I think that'll just do some really decent AoE.
Fantastic. That sounds good. I will remind you, depending on the range, our dean is off to the side.
Who's alive and not dead.
Yes, he is just unconscious currently.
Yeah.
Well, but know. No one knows that, so you know? Maybe right, you guys kill him right. Like, he was dead when we got there.
Right. So, yeah. So, let me see. So, Tidal Wave. I know Dean Ambrose is off to the side. So, I mean, I'll make sure. Area can be up to 30 feet long and up to 10 feet wide. So, it's like okay, it can go forward 30 feet and 10 feet wide. So, it's like, fantastic. And 10 feet tall. So, I'll just make sure that doesn't hit him. But perfect, as much as the... Everyone else.
You'll be able to catch Salem and then two of the mage layers.
Sounds good. So, Contra Tidal Wave. Contra Bully Water. Contra, they have a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, so Salem, nat 20 is it?
How far away is he?
He is, I'd say, currently like 90 feet.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. And then I would say 60 feet.
Because I was like, I have one free silvery barbs.
We'll say 60 feet.
I'm going to silvery barbs that.
All right. Okay, he fails that. He'll just fail that. Then the mage slayers, you see he wills them to purposely fail it.
Oh. Don't love that.
All right, so...
On a failed save, the creature takes 19 damage, bludgeoning, and is knocked prone.
Awesome, okay.
The wilder is now spread out on the ground in all directions, extinguishing unprotected flames, and then it vanishes.
Okay, so that is really good. However, the mage slayers are only going to take 9 of that damage. And then Kuroi will take nine back from both of them.
Oh.
So I take 18?
Yes.
But it was bludgeon damage. Does that not... Yeah, I guess.
It's damage from spells.
That's annoying. But that's
they are
gross.
Mage hunters.
Yeah.
Hate that. Okay.
Also, yeah. Also, I get my advantage from Silver Barb selects.
Okay. But you do know, you see the mage slayers take a good chunk of damage from that because they failed it purposefully. It's a reckless way to do things. But, you know, they're insects to Salem, so he doesn't really care. And Kuroi, is your turn.
Knocked down, okay.
They are knocked prone, though.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, so the two mage slayers to your guys' left, not by Dean Ambrose, are knocked prone. Salem is also knocked onto his butt. We will then have Astra go.
I think I'm going to... Yeah. I'm going to Eldritch Blast the two Mage Slayers that just got hit.
When in doubt.
When in doubt, take them out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So first one will be... that's a 28 to hit.
That hits.
And then the second beam, because they make two beams, will be an 18 to hit.
Also hits.
Okay. And then they will take... That'll just be 2 for 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then 6 for the other.
All right. So you will take 4 damage.
As they bounce it back at you. Temp HP, so...
Awesome.
Okay. We're okay for right now.
Yeah. So they both bounce it back at you and you take kind of blowback damage.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, once again, hurt. Like, you see them sort of leaving themselves open. You see that Salem is, like, willing them to do that. I will say they are like when they're trying to resist it, but they're having an impossible time to resist it.
And I don't think anybody's taken damage yet, right?
Kuroi did? I did.
From the reflective damage.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. I'm going to bonus action Healing Light and use 2d6 to restore some HP to Kuroi.
Thank you. How much we got?
We got 8. So you get 8. Oh, wait, no, that's 10. You get 10 HP back.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm up to 67 out of 75.
And that is my turn.
All right. At the end of your turn, Astra, Salem is going to spend 2 legendary actions. One is to get up, and a second one is to... is going to be to consume a spell. So he raises his hand, and you see a scroll kind of... and it's... just kind of get torn apart in his hands. And so it's re-upped him for another attack that he makes is going to have stacked abilities. That is going to be a legendary action. And now we go to Lux.
Okay, Adam, we've studied Mage Slayers before, right?
Yes, yeah, you guys are well equipped.
I use a lightning gun.
It is not a spell, it will work.
All right, okay. That, locking that.
They are, they, so they still will resist magic to an extent, yeah. But the blowback is from your own spells.
That's what I was trying to check, thank you.
Two of you here are actually really well equipped to fight Mage Slayers.
So then, can I see the Dean?
Yes, Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, can I see Dean Ambrose?
Yeah, he's fucking out, dude.
He's within 90 feet of me?
Yeah.
Out like a
I'm
light.
Gonna Vortex Warp him, and he can't resist.
Okay.
Just like away, like away from the fight.
Okay, away from the con, yeah. Just,
yeah. If he's down, he's down. You know
yeah,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
If he's dead,
yeah,
he's dead,
yeah.
But like.
You get him away, so that way he doesn't get caught in any crosshairs.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna say, all right, you guys focus on the big bad. I'll take care of these mage hunters. Sounds good?
Okay.
And then I'm going to take off. I'm just going to start running and trying to get the Mage Hunter's attention.
Yeah. I think when you do that, Salem's just like a Lorehold student to take control of a situation.
You're a dick. We're not the same.
You make me proud. Dude, anyways, that's Lux's turn. It'll then go to Amber.
All right.
Bear. And Bear.
All right. Well, I guess I should probably help with the mage killers,
yeah.
Too, right?
So, there are two that are wounded. There are two that have taken no damage.
Okay. I guess we'll just start beating up one of the ones that are wounded.
Okay.
I'll have my elk charge in first. Okay. You're going to use charge. If the elf is at least 20 feet straight forward, the target then hits with a ram attack the same turn. Target takes an extra damage. All right. So, I'm going to... Bada bing, bada boom. Is it prone? Do I get a
It is prone. You will have advantage, yes.
Thank God. So 16.
Okay, that does it. That does it.
18 damage.
That's yeah. Really good.
And then I'm going to run at it with my bare hands.
Okay.
Good job, Jesse. You've been saving that one.
Yeah.
Worth.
Super
I'm there.
Worth.
All right.
You tagging the same one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
I'm
guys are mauling this
beat
thing.
Beat him up.
You have advantage.
19 to hit.
That hits. Do you attack twice or once?
I attack twice.
Yeah.
So 6 damage for my bite.
All right, that's a good chunk of damage.
I attack with a claw. Oh.
Oh.
8.
To hit?
With advantage?
Yeah.
Jesse, you missed, dog.
Oh.
Jesse, what the fuck, man?
That's my turn.
All right, that was Amber's turn. That's honestly a really good turn, though.
Yeah,
you
it was
smacked
solid.
Those things up. Then that will then go to those mage slayers.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad this week comes from our friends over on Game Master Monday for Game Master Monday Presents Burnt Creek.
Burnt Creek, our next Game Master Monday Presents miniseries, features some travelers on a bus ride. They've all come from different places with their own lives and problems, so they're taking a bus across the country, at least for a little while. Until suddenly, Bear Little Trip takes a dark and sudden plunge. Brace yourselves for the gothic horror that awaits you in Burnt Creek. Burnt Creek is a 3-part Call of Cthulhu miniseries featuring guest keeper Izzy and starring Adam from 5 GMs in a Trench Coat, Amon from the Infinite Tavern, Irving from the upcoming Playback Static podcast, and author Melissa C. The series begins August 8th at 8 PM Eastern Time only on twitch.tv/GameMasterMonday. Join us if you have the bravery.
Yep, you heard that right, folks. GM Adam is going to be starring in Burnt Creek, and he's going to be playing Father Santiago Torres, a Stoic priest who travels the Americas to learn more about the disconnect between his religion and the majority of America. Father Torres attempts to help where he can and is a trained exorcist. Peace be with you. Burnt Creek will be a 4-episode live miniseries, and the first episode is airing tomorrow, August 8th at 8 PM EDT. Be sure to tune in. Our next ad this week comes from our friends over on An Unwavering Force.
For 1,000 generations, the Jedi were the peacekeepers of the Republic. And slowly, as time does to all, that meaning began to erode away. Peacekeepers became enforcers, then politicians, then generals, the beacons of war. Then, in an instant, the order was destroyed, leaving a tyrannical empire in its place. Those in touch with the Force are pressured into hiding, with fear of being indoctrinated into the Empire, or die trying to stop it. This is where our story begins. Follow those still in tune with the Force as they navigate a galaxy that wants them gone. An Unwavering Force, a Star Wars story. You can find us wherever podcasts are listened to.
An Unwavering Force is a very fun story about five people who are entwined with the Force. If you like Star Wars, if you like Pathfinder, I highly recommend you check this podcast out. It is also queer-led and an all-bi podcast. There's quite literally no reason not to check them out. Alrighty, friends, I hope you got your water, took a bio break, maybe got a snack, so we could finish up this last episode of 5 Dreams Presents, Students of Strixhaven. Let's get back to the episode, shall we? Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
They're going to spend their turns getting up, which will give you attack of opportunity on the one that you're on. So you and your elk both get to make an attack. Not you guys get an advantage because you're both just on him. Just trampling him.
So, the dirty 20.
Yeah, that hits.
So 16 damage.
Why didn't you do that on your turn, Jesse?
Because I rolled two ones.
It's okay. You got the damage eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
It is like bloodied. Like this thing's like.
And you gotta kick him.
No mercy.
A 12 to hit?
That does not hit, no.
Oh, well.
Okay, so it is up. Both of them are up, but just one of them wasn't getting stomped on. And the one that got up is going to take two swipes at it. Who's more magical? Probably you. So two at you.
Oh, no.
A 23 to hit. And then a 16 to hit. 21 damage.
Okay, I'm knocked out of my bear.
Okay. That was for his first attack. Oh, rolling good.
Fuck.
And then 17 damage.
Oof.
Ooh, that hurts.
And it just claws into you. The other one is going to turn and look at you. You were making a bunch of noise to get their attention, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to turn and look at you and just blitz straight towards you. A 10 to hit.
Nope.
And then a 20 to hit.
Ties.
I give ties to you guys. So you just fucking make it out of that. Just watching the bear just get stabbed repeatedly. Then
skill issue.
Yeah, that'll be the two of them. Then Lex will go.
I'm dropping concentration because he's not a bear anymore.
He's
so.
Still big. But yeah.
Yeah. Just because. I'll just, fuck it. I'll just fucking firebolt. Call it a day.
Respect.
Firebolt, call it a day.
You could always firebolt, quicken, firebolt.
That is true.
That is true. So I'm going to make two spell range attacks. Oh, a natural 20 on the first one.
Love that for us.
We'll just do max damage and roll.
I don't think the 14 hits.
14 to hit him?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Did you up your stuff?
Modifier.
It's a +4 now because we're level 9.
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
So I was like, and you also got your ability score increase,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's 3 higher.
Yeah, 3 higher.
Which is 17.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to shield. So he does waste a reaction by shielding, but that one doesn't hit him, but the other one does.
I do get the crit off.
So it's going to be, the way we're going to do it is for crits on attacks, so attack spells or weapon attacks, crits will be max damage plus rolled damage.
So 28 damage.
Goodness. Did you roll?
Oh, wait, that was like 2 of them.
There you go. So 36 damage. That's so much damage, Chandlin.
That's what Lex does after
the fireball. And then that's your turn, right?
Yeah.
All right, so at the end of your turn, he's going to use his last legendary action. Prismari mages, so full of themselves, and he's going to raise his hand, and you see him, like a firebolt starts to crackle in his hand. And then you see another one duplicate.
Ooh.
Almost like he's copying what you just did.
Uh-oh.
And he hurls them both at you.
No!
No! So two firebolt attacks, a 21 and a 28 to hit.
I'll silvery barbs one of them.
Which one?
The 28.
Into a 15.
15 is equal to me.
Ties go to you. So you're going to take 12 damage, and then I need you to make an intelligence saving throw.
Oh.
I don't have intelligence.
Oh, I lied. Wisdom saving throw.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you have a little bit of wisdom. I roll bad, though, so I don't think it really matters.
You're going to then take, on top of that, oh my god, 16 psychic damage.
Oh, dude, fuck. Oh. I should have used lucky. You already said the thing, though. You already said what happened. I should have used lucky. Fuck. You already said what happened.
And then, on the failed save, suddenly there's this, like,
16?
Yeah, there's this, like, searing pain and noise in your brain as you're just, and then you're in your own head, like, dealing with the noise, and you guys all watch as she just goes kind of limp jaw hanging as she's been brain spike.
That's not good.
And then the two mage slayers are going to go, and he does this and points at you, and they're
going to... Yep.
They're going to blitz you, and they're going to get advantage on their attack.
Is there not anything that we can do in these?
Unless anyone has reactions?
I have cutting words as a reaction.
Okay. I think that reduces their roll, right?
Makes an attack roll, ability check, or damage roll. I can expend the use of a bardic inspiration, subtract the number from the creature's roll.
Okay. So the first one... succeeded on both of his attacks. His lowest attack was an 18, though.
Yeah, let me you do that then. So I gotta roll a 1d8. All right, reduced by 4.
Okay, yeah, so one is missed, one hits.
Woo!
19 damage to you.
Okay.
And then the other one is going to... Mm-hmm. He'll have the one attack you, and then he'll make one go to you because you're armored and making a lot of noise.
Yep.
And you're gonna be a problem for the mage slayer, so he's gonna send one at you. A 22 to hit you. And then a 15 to hit you.
Silvery barb is at 22.
God damn it, you guys. A nat 20.
Oh!
Ah! Oh man, no! That's so unfortunate.
That is so devastating, actually.
I've never...
Neither have I.
I've never seen that
happen.
That's
so incredibly unfortunate.
Does anybody have a silver barb?
I think the way it reads, though, is they have to take the lower of the rolls,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, use the lower roll.
Okay, they don't crit on you.
I was like,
you're still hit. Adam, just like, doesn't crit
no.
on you.
Bro.
It was just so funny to, like, off silvery barbs, not 20.
Who do you give the advantage to?
I'll give the advantage to... Tamlin, yeah. I'll give it to Lux. Lex, damn it.
Anyways, you will take the damage from both attacks.
Yeah.
You already took your damage, correct? From it?
Yeah. I haven't,
Oh, yes, you're right. Tanner, you're so lucky. 4 damage.
Dude, crazy.
Actually, 8 damage because of the modifier. But yeah, 4 damage. 8 damage from the Mage Slayer, missing 2 attacks. They both just went. It will then go back up to the top, which is Salem. Salem kind of like, just wipes his forehead. And I think getting crit on is so much damage so fast. He's like, I can't put up with you guys right now. And he is going to spend 2 of his legendary actions and his turn to do like an area effect, like a layer effect. And he raises his hands, and you see the spire kind of, and it's going to shoot 1 attack at each of you. So 5 attacks in total. For you, a 20 to hit. Then for Lux, a 29, or for your Lux, a 29 to hit.
That does.
For Kuroi, a 12 to hit.
I'm a 13 to hit.
Okay, perfect. For Amber, an 18 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for, it's going to be an advantage on you because you're skunked, a 17 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys that all got hit, 10. For you.
Okay.
Then for the next one that got hit, which was...
I have a question. Is that him technically damaging me?
Sure.
You could say no. It's okay. I understand.
I mean, he's using the spell. So, like,
okay.
Yeah.
OK. Can I hellish rebuke it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna hellish rebuke him then.
Tell me how much damage it is.
He has to make a dex save.
19.
My spell dex is.
Well, I rolled a 19.
But he still takes half.
Okay. So.
He'll take 15 damage.
Very good. Lux, you got hit, right?
Yes, I did.
9 damage to you.
Okay.
Croy did not, but Amber did. 1 damage to Amber. And then 5 damage to you. Everyone who got hit, give me constitution saving throws. You do yours with disadvantage. Actually, do yours with disadvantage.
Yeah, okay.
Do it with disadvantage.
Oh, okay. I got a 19 to my constitution.
Good.
I thought I rolled 2 ones, but it was 2 sevens. but it doesn't matter.
Fuck,
damn it.
18.
18? Constitution? Okay. So 18.
25.
Can I use one of my abilities, Tides of Chaos, to give myself advantage? It doesn't matter.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I rolled with disadvantage. It would have just made it flat, and I rolled 2 sevens.
Right.
So
okay.
I could lucky.
If you would like to lucky in this moment. I will...
Or am I not able to?
I will allow you to lucky to re-roll it with advantage, and you'll come to. Because you're burning a lucky to do this.
Okay. I will do that.
Oh, buddy.
What is going on?
Just, what is the number, Tamlin?
A 9 on the die, so 9 plus 5.
So 14. So you guys all look as Lex is struck by this, and you see Lex kind of comes to and tries to do that thing that she did earlier, like bending the spell around her, but she's like groggy, like, and you reach your hand out, and I think you like swat it a bit, and it hits you, but it's not like a physical attack in the sense of like a blast, but as it hits you, you guys all watch as her constitution can't keep up, and she starts turning to stone.
No.
And you've begun turning to stone. So currently, your movement is halved.
Okay.
And you have disadvantage on all dexterity and strength saves.
Bah, whatever. Strength doesn't matter.
Yeah, those things don't matter.
Yeah.
Dexterity kind of matters.
A little.
So that was Salem's turn. He used 2. Saved out of it. He's like, no!
Thank God.
And then we will go to Kuroi.
Stop hurting my friends.
That's so real.
Jesus. There's a lot and so little going on at the same time.
Just wizard battle. Just
wizard battle.
Wizard battles with and freaking goobers. all right. What's like the biggest, meanest, ugliest person in this room?
Salem definitely has the most actions in a round.
How smart does he look?
Very intelligent. He's a wizard.
Hmm. He looks like a min-maxer, though. I'm going to do... I want to, like, charm him. I want to dominate person on him, but... It'll be wisdom 18, which is kind of high.
That is kind of high.
I might do that.
Okay. So dominate person?
Yeah.
Ugh, he's going to use one of his legendary resistances to reroll. Since he's not, like, an OP villain, I'm using them as rerolls. So they're not auto successes. But for that, it is going to be a 17.
Nerd, you gotta get 18. Loser. Loser!
Loser.
Loser. Dominate person. Domain expands. Dominate person on this one guy. End all of your spells? Because he's kind of controlling these mages, yeah? Like the mage hunters?
Yes, he has the helm or like the band on around his forehead that is controlling them.
Yeah, toss me the band.
Okay. So he will do that on his turn.
All right, sure. Sure. Okay. Sure, okay. All right, fine.
All right, you know what? He has a legendary action left, or legendary reaction. So he'll go ahead and, you still see him. Like, he's strong, and he's, like, amped up over here, and he's struggling against you. And, like, he puts one hand up to try to stop it, and he's, like, pressing against his own hand. And he yanks it off, and he tosses it over to you.
While he struggles, I just put, like, an L over my forehead and start nay-naying on him.
Get fucked, guy.
Get
fucked, guy.
Loser.
Yeah, he tosses it to you. Do you catch it, Kuroi?
Yeah. I catch it and pop that baby on.
So, Kuro, as you slide it on, I would like you to give me a wisdom saving
throw. Lesson number one, don't put on the object.
I have touched every single evil object I've gotten.
Dude, I respect it. I respect the grind.
I respect the grind heavy.
Yeah.
I need these people to stop hitting my friends. 17.
Okay.
I'm going to use Flash of Genius and give them a plus five.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yay!
So, Kuroi, for a moment, you just feel oppressed as you hear that voice again.
Kill them.
And then you're like, oh, and it's like, oh, like, I think you have this second, like, oh, fuck, I fucked up by putting this on. And then, like, and then all of a sudden it's like, a clarity, and you feel the voice just get pushed completely out. And you have this helm on. And you hear the creatures in your head, and it's not a good feeling. It's still driving you a little nervous, I suppose. And that will be your turn, Kuroi.
Okay.
We will go to Ash.
And just to correct something, I have not learned a single lesson. I will do this for the exact same evil item we find.
I respect it deeply.
Yeah, absolutely. Does it look like if I try to send a damage spell Salem's way that it'll stop whatever
I'm
just happened?
I'm not sure what's the spell is Dominate Person?
Yeah, Dominate Person. So don't attack him, please.
Okay, yeah, don't attack him.
I will then focus just Eldritch Blasting the Mage Slayers, maybe? Oh, no, they're under...
Yeah, the Mage Slayers have, like, stopped moving.
Are stopped right now, huh? What's around this area?
I mean, you can kill those.
Well, they're not moving because they're under your control.
Right, exactly. You can kill those. Oh, no, I guess we can make them eat the bad guys.
Facts.
Real facts.
What's in the area? Well, there's the giant vortex.
There is the giant vortex.
What's that ever done to anyone?
It's being, like, summoned out of, like, the like, crater that they research in.
Yeah. I don't know how to stop a giant vortex, though.
If you do.
Give me a... What's your, like, main... What is, let's discuss this. What is your character's role?
Character's role would probably be either history or arcana.
All right, so I'll let you roll either one of those.
A 19 on the die.
That's really good.
Plus 7.
26.
So 26.
So a lot of your time here has been spent trying to parse out exactly who your patron is.
Oh, boy.
And I think you're still struggling with that.
Yeah.
But you feel or hear this impulse. And
jump in.
You know, and it's it's this soft but commanding voice, and it just...
No one has the facilities to hold it. Deliver him.
Whoa. Am I supposed to push him into the chest? Oh.
And that's all. You hear that?
Oh, I'm supposed to push him into the vortex.
I could turn into a bear and push him into the vortex.
Powerful.
Now, question. If I polymorph this guy, does that get rid of the dominate person? And does it even matter?
I'll say yes.
Okay. Because he is turned... I will turn him into a slug.
I like the other option of, but does it even matter? have we not done enough to this man?
He's out until Kuroi's next turn. So he loses a full turn. He loses, a full turn.
That
which is
true.
Insane against five mages.
Listen, we're all physical. Like, we don't have the physical prowess. We're just going to, get around him like JoJo style and just start kicking the shit out of him?
If both of my Eldritch Blasts hit, I can push him 20 feet.
He's right next to it.
So, like, I get in him with my Eldritch Blast
and
throw
you'll
him
get
into the
advantage because he's just standing there right now.
I think I should Eldritch Blast him and throw him into the hole.
Does he make a save or does he just move that much?
He just moves that much.
Okay.
Because it's here. I'll read you
I believe you. If he saves out of the vortex, he's back in the fight.
That is true.
I'm giving you that heads up. But also.
I push him into the hole.
And also, this vortex is operating at like 9th level. So it's a high save for him. And it's a strength save. He is a wizard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can roll those dice. Because
I can push him into the hole.
Do it.
I think I'm going to push him into the hole. So I have two of these.
Okay.
Oh, a dirty 20 to hit.
Okay. So you...
That's for one.
Slap into that guy, yeah.
It's an 18 to hit.
You hit.
Okay. So they both hit?
Yep. Okay. You can't take reactions, though.
And then...
He's been mind-dominated. It is... It's very much Professor X holding Kevin Bacon still while Magneto pushes a coin through his brain. We're in that territory right now.
It's rough, man.
Yeah.
You mean the coolest territory?
Sick as fuck territory?
Yeah.
Get crushed fucking scrub.
It'll be 18 force damage, and then with repelling blast, you can push the creature up to 10 feet away from you in a straight line. And
yeah,
I
so
twice,
you
so...
just poof, poof, these two blasts. One hits him, and he like comes to, and he's like, yeah. And the other one just poof, slams into him, and he's just kind of flying backwards. You look like you're supposed to hit him.
Is this a good idea? I just say, not gonna do anything.
And he poof, just gets torn into this thing. He's going to make his save. I'll make it to the center of the table. If it's 18 or above, he succeeds.
Fuck, it's 18 on the die.
I'm gonna bend magic.
No fucking way. What does bend magic do?
I can reduce it by a d4.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no matter what, it reduces it enough.
Kick rocks, dude.
So he's like, you see him like grab on him and say, yo, I won't. My... you're like, get out of here. Yeah,
fuck off.
Yeah, and like a little like bit of magic just like unfurls his fingers. And as he gets yanked into this thing at like insane, horrifying speed,
I do it, and I'm like, God, I hope this is what I was supposed
to do.
Like,
and like, you just hear, and he gets fucking, he screams for a while,
yeah,
and then it stops.
I have my hand on my head,
and
like,
then it starts to close in on itself.
I start running in the opposite direction.
As it's doing that, you hear,
good,
and you look and you see for a moment what you think is like a celestial body or like the moon or the sun or something, and then you realize it's an eye. And yeah, you're who's running?
Yeah, I'm out. Like I'm out as soon as that guy goes in the
portal. Yeah, I probably see that and yeah. I'm like, all right, that's my cue to leave.
Yes, you guys all
yep. We all start jetting.
Someone grab the elk grabs Dean Ambrose like on his antlers, fucking taking off, and just and the entire like dig site. And you feel like dust in a wind behind you. I want everyone to give me dexterity saving throws to see how well you jump out of dodge of this explosion. How cinematic it
Guess
is for
what?
You.
Guess what? It's a nat 1.
Oh.
Okay.
Well,
dude.
Could
nat,
be worse.
Nat 20?
Crazy.
No way.
Yeah. Lucky for you. Oh, can I do it to you?
I'm going
to
say yes.
You can only do it for.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
14.
I'll use my last lucky for you.
Okay, 14.
21.
I took your nat 1.
No!
Can I?
No, you're out of luckies,
yeah.
No?
Well, I have Tides of Chaos. That gives myself advantage, but then my wild magic goes off.
Sure.
Okay.
Like a sick explosion behind us.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. 18.
16?
16. Okay. So, yeah, everyone gets out of dodge as this, like, I think you guys jump and then, like, hit, like, behind rocks as, like, chunks of rock and stone and scrolls are being, like, slammed against them. Like, you realize if you failed, I'm gonna level with you, you were taking 10d6. And so you like, you give yourself advantage, right?
Yeah, I gave myself advantage, rolled an 18.
Oh yeah, you're good. Advantage. Then you have to do, let's see what you're, it's gonna be a drop of fireball.
Dude, I gain resistance to all damage for the next minute.
Slay. Yeah,
you actually stand up.
I'm stronger.
You stand up and take the explosion.
Yeah, gain resistance to planar destructing magic. Yes. Well, sorry, it's magic.
Just, yeah.
Just, and as that collapses, you see everything starts like, that was the point in which the shield was being like held down, and the shield starts up. And you guys see the, as soon as the shields start going up, the mage hunters get like, in like boxes of light. As there's defense systems specifically against the mage hunters. And yeah, you guys successfully foiled.
Wait, so if the mage hunters are on our side and some enemy wizard somewhere did a magic spell that hurt them, then that means that they just take a bunch of mage hunter counter damage from miles away?
The mage hunters are being like caged in by the by the school's magic.
I wanted Damn. This evil Sauron wizard to like try to blow us up, and he's like, wait, my mage hunters.
The school's defense systems have gone up, which captures the mage hunters. And then you guys kind of stand there in this moment of like, oh, and you guys have successfully defeated Second Auric Mage Salem Soul. God knows where he is.
I'll have to research that at some other point.
And as you kind of stand here, you begin to smell the petrichor as rain begins to drop. And your humanoid senses come to with the fact that you need water, as all humans and beings do. And it begins to rain due to the intense atmospheric damage you just did with that was just done with that spiral and then explosion.
So you guys want to do this again next weekend?
Dude, someone punch me in the face right now. I won't feel. I swear to God, I'm not even joking.
I punch her. One liner, dude.
I turn into a bear and I punch her.
Yeah, she eats it.
Eat that shit.
Yeah. But yeah, so you guys kind of march back. I think Dean Ambrose like kind of comes to. Like he's been in and out, one of those sort of things. Like he's, you know, in bad shape, but you kids are pretty all right. And he's just like,
I'll cast cure wounds on him.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are walked back. He's like, he caught me with my back turned. He had so many mage slayers with him. And you guys walk back. You see that all of the you do see some slain wizards from the gigantic onslaught of mage hunters, but now you see a bunch of dead mage hunters as well as caged mage hunters, and you see different staff kind of in like full armor are like loading them up to take them out of RKV out of Strixhaven, and you guys kind of come to an end. You guys are taken to the infirmary to be patched up and checked on. All of the students in Lorehold have unstoned your arm unstones after about like a day.
So I was gonna have to cut it off.
You guys sort of the day winds down on Arcavius and within Strixhaven. You guys still have a year ahead of you, and you guys are some of the most capable mages on campus. Some would argue are just as powerful as the 4 years and maybe even some of the professors. You have been forged by intense battles. And I think maybe you've even found to like the dislike in the difference between you guys. And so, yeah, I think that is where we will close the page.
I have one quick question. Oh. So where was the magic item hidden in the beginning?
In the beginning?
Yeah.
It was hidden in the nurse's office.
Oh, so I was right.
Yeah. You were right when you were like, dude, it's over there. And that's why I was going back and forth, because one thing was going to give you was going to like catapult you guys ahead world wise. And then one thing was going to catapult you guys ahead story wise. And so I was like, well, what are they going to pick? I didn't care what you picked. We were going to get around to it anyways. We'll go over that in a second.
Yeah.
So story winds down. The sun sets on the spring break. I believe you guys are able to go have your spring break. Everything's back on. You've foiled the Oryx for now. There's the remainder of your junior year and then your senior year. And goodness gracious, God knows what you will do then as these powerful mages you have become. Thank you, everybody, for listening in on The Students of Strixhaven presented by 5GMs. We had so much fun with you. You know the spiel. You listen to us. Kuro, go ahead and sign yourself off.
Yeah, I'm Kuro Hitsuki. You can find me on twitch.tv/Kuro Hitsuki, where I'm playing a bunch of Commander games all weekend long. If you liked any of the spicy, kind of thoughtful plays I've made this campaign, I basically do that in Magic all the time. So, <it's> so if you want more of that in a magical form, then definitely come find me there.
Amazing.
Yes,
and
everybody give a round of applause for Kuro.
Yes, thank you, Kuro.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, we had so much fun. Thank you for being on. Yeah. We love having guests, and we love when our guests come in and do dope, awesome shit.
Yeah, dude. Literally.
Thank you so much. We'll go ahead and sign off. We're good. Hello! Thank you for listening to 5 Jams in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on our social medias at 5 Jams in a Trench Coat on Instagram and TikTok, and at 5 Jams Official on Twitter. You can also join our Discord, and you can find out how to join all of these accounts on our website at 5jamsinatrenchcoat.com. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5jamsinatrenchcoat. Grandmas love us, and thanks, and catch you later in the next episode.